Good morning, everyone. Good morning, everyone online. So I think we're going to go ahead and get started. Okay. Anna McLeod and Mary Davis are here to talk to us about Juneteenth, which is great because I was telling them I don't remember ever learning this in school. So we're looking forward to this.
Okay. And like Susan mentioned, she didn't really learn about Juneteenth in school. I'm going to go out on a limb and say I am younger than you, Susan, because like your son is close to my age. And I also didn't really learn a ton about it in school. What I was told was that it just took that long. It just took that long for news to get out. It took that long for the enslaved people in Texas to be free because news travels slow, which it doesn't travel that slow. So just like learning more about Juneteenth. As an adult, I know that now Juneteenth is being taught more in schools, at least schools in this area. And so we wanted to share a little bit about Juneteenth, what it is, and kind of some ways that speaking from my own perspective as a white person, could recognize and acknowledge Juneteenth and So Anna and I both talked when we were creating this presentation, and we're still kind of hung up on is celebrating the right word for a person who is of who is white, who is not black. Is celebrating really the right word for Juneteenth, or is it acknowledging or whatever? And that's still something that Anna and I are kind of struggling with. But so we're just going to put that out there too, right up front. Anna.
I also want to just add that we are by no means experts. We're here to share from some culture bearers. We're going to share some videos, some little clips today and have some reflections and time to grow as humans. And I love the people that are in this room. I can tell you're ready and you are excited about that and maybe committed, right, to that work because it is work and it never ends, right? And Mary and I recognize that we probably aren't the right people to present this, but at the same time, somebody needs to work at this. And so this is part of my challenge for myself because I don't like getting in front of you to talk, but I'm excited to be here because I feel a privilege and an honor to be able to do this. So thanks for having us. And here we go.
Yeah.
So Juneteenth, it's like our second National Independence Day for African Black Americans, right? And it is commemorating the end of slavery in the U.S. June 19th, 1865 was the day that they made it to Galveston, Texas, finally, after 2 years plus, to let us know that the enslaved people were now free. 2 years plus, right? So just last year, it became a federal holiday.
The clips that we are going to show you today are actually from the ABC TV show Black-ish. So they did a whole episode a few years ago on Juneteenth. The reason why we're presenting this to you is because the writers of Black-ish are Black people. And it was done in a way that's accessible to people who don't know really anything about Juneteenth while still being able to kind of share the emotion behind it, I think is the words I'm looking for.
Yep, the Black American perspective, right?
So, we just want to acknowledge that this is for a TV audience, so it's not like when we did the Japanese, concentration camps, internment camps, session where it was people who were in those camps. So we did want to mention that before we share those. But you're going to hear a little bit about the history. And we talked about this when we were introducing ourselves, is celebrate really the right sentiment. And also towards the end, we're going to talk about some ways that you could recognize Juneteenth here in the Seattle area.
All right. Scott?
I didn't know about Juneteenth until I saw this Black-ish episode about 4 years ago.
There it is. Yeah.
And this is just a really good episode. I would encourage you to go find the whole episode. Okay.
Again, Juneteenth, can you hear me okay? Okay. Juneteenth is a holiday that commemorates the end of slavery in the U.S. Originated in Texas, like we said earlier, 1865. The first anniversary of that day that African Americans learned of the Emancipation Proclamation more than 2 years after originally issued. Juneteenth became a federal holiday in 2021, last year. The Juneteenth flag uses the red, white, and blue of the United States flag to signify that enslaved people in the U.S. and their descendants were and are. The white star and its first symbol on the flag signifies newness and freedom. Juneteenth is celebrated with gatherings, festivals, religious services, educational events. I'm going to go ahead and come up here and see if you can see it. Can you see it all right up there? Okay. But yeah, an educational event. So now diving into is it a holiday that we celebrate, honor, acknowledge? What does this look like for us? Mary and I talked about this a lot, about how we don't really know what it is for us yet. We know that we have a lot of work to do to understand and to uplift Black American experience, and to listen and to work at our understanding of that. And this is the piece where, as a white woman, I really have work to do and to understand. And Mary, I'm sure you feel similarly, right? And so how do we honor this holiday in ways that we recognize and center in the Black experience, Black American experience? Do you have anything you want to add for tonight?
I don't really have anything I want to add right at this moment. I do know that there have been talks in, especially on the Bellevue School District goes to school until June 21st this year. And we are not, because it's such a new holiday, we don't have a day off for Juneteenth. And so we don't even know how, as, a district, really we're acknowledging that yet, except to make sure that we are teaching about Juneteenth. So that's kind of where we're at, even just as a wider system, I think, as far as systemic education, anything like that. It's how do we acknowledge this new federal holiday? How do we celebrate, if that's the word we want to use, this new federal holiday? And make sure that, especially when not a lot of people actually know the history, if they're not in the Black community, maybe people who are in the Black community may not know that history behind you. So, okay. In this clip, you're gonna mention different things that they're gonna do with their freedom, right? And one thing that came up for me and Anna as you're watching this was how many of those things still didn't happen even by the 1960s with the Civil Rights Movement, even by today, right? And so we're going to take a moment and pause. We're going to let you talk amongst your table groups about things that maybe came up or that sort of thing, even 100 years later, that freedom they didn't have yet. Black Americans didn't have yet, or voter suppression issues, things like that, that came up for me when I was listening to that clip. So, the starting question is, can you think of a promise or dream of freedom that was not upheld or has yet to be realized within the Black community? And we are going to put the Zoomers, we aren't forgetting about you, Zoomers, we're going to put you into a breakout room. And the rest of you have little tea. 5 minutes is what you need. Okay. Did you have some Zoom
calls? Yes.
Okay, we have a super mic. And then we'll take some from the room as well if anybody wants to share out.
Another point made in the group was about financial opportunity, including jobs, business ownership, and home buying.
So you haven't learned about redlining in our own backyard. There is a Seattle Times article that I believe is linked on our a resource list on the website about redlining, not just it's actually redlining. It still happens. It's illegal, but it is still happening.
Hang on.
Okay. But there is also language in a lot of deeds that a lot of people don't even know are in their deeds from historical practices that aren't even that long ago. I would encourage you to check out that article. I think it's called Redlining on the East Side or something like that. It's a Seattle Times article, and it will help you with finding out how to remove language like that from your own deed if you happen to have it in your deed and not know about it. So that's there. Much better sound. Awesome. Do we have anyone in the room that would like to share out? One thing I will say before we have to move on is that this is a learning process and working through sort of process. I've messed up. I will continue to mess up. I will continue, what is important is to not go, oh, I messed up and shrink away, but to go, I messed up and what's next? What can I do now that I know better so I can do better the next time this comes up? Or what's coming up in my head that I didn't even know was there, that's now coming through. So we're going to go over ways to recognize Juneteenth before we have to go, because it is almost church time. So we're going to show one little clip on what does it should we show?
We might need to skip it.
I want to give you the events that are coming up, and then we can play this on the way out maybe. Okay. So these are opportunities for growth and for learning. Reading Black literature, watching Black-made films, and really finding ways to center that Black voice, that Black American voice. There are many Black-led organizations throughout the United States and right here at home. So I would encourage you to look for Black-led organizations to donate to. One of the best ways I can think of right now for me to, as far as recognizing and acknowledging Juneteenth is to, go on that journey of understanding. And, we have a link, 100 questions for white people on Juneteenth. And it's kind of hard to read the quote, so I'm going to read it, to you out loud here. There's a quote from, is it on there or is it on here? It's on your handout, which Zoomers, we will post on our website. As a white person, I will not celebrate Juneteenth without also committing to action. As a white person on Juneteenth, I will take on the challenge of 100 acts of truth and reconciliation. I commit to addressing and taking responsibility for racism on Juneteenth and every day. There is no instruction manual or checklist for this work. No one can tell us how it will look to address our own internalized racism and take responsibility for changing the systems of oppression we benefit from. Do not ask for a list to be made for you. This is your work. However, I can offer you 100 questions that you can ask yourself as you create and commit to your 100 acts of truth and reconciliation. One thing that's been really helpful for me as I work through things that are like these 100 questions, or books on the matter or whatever, is to have a journal with me, a notebook, something that I can actually write. Because instead of just reading the question and thinking about it, now I'm taking that moment to also write, instead of just like reading the question going, yeah, I don't know, next question. Does that make sense? It's forcing me to do a little bit more actual work. The important thing is to not find your Black friend and go, hey, so, about this Juneteenth thing, or, hey, I heard racism sucks for you. What's that about? Because, like, that's not really their job. That's why we went and looked for videos that already exist from Culture Bearers and things like that, because people, like, should get paid for their work, and their emotional work is just as important as their, you know, day-to-day job.
Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah.
Just Mary said she keeps a journal. She maybe comes across a question that keep that question in your heart. Hold it. If it makes you uncomfortable, sit with that and try to feel that, and then one day you'll be ready to take that out.
And don't try to do all 100 questions in a day. It's not about that. Maybe do 2 questions and come back to it later. Okay? It's not like, oh, this is my Juneteenth activity. I'm gonna bust through all 100 questions. That's not what it's about. And it's not even necessarily about answering all 100 questions, but to stop and think about race and how race has maybe impacted your life differently than somebody else. Okay. There are local Juneteenth events. The ones that we have posted up here, except for Black Pride. Black Pride is specifically for those who are a part of the Black Pride community. Okay, so if you're not gay and you're not Black, if you're not LGBTQ and you're not Black, that event is not really intended for you. But I did want to point out that it does exist. Okay, the rest are things you could go check out. Okay, and maybe take in some more educational sorts of activities. The McCall Hall one sounds super cool. It is going to be just music put on by Black performers about with Black conductors and yeah.
Can you read what's in the? We can't read.
It's also on.
It's on the bottom of your sheet. Okay.
In the chat.
In the chat. Yeah. Okay. So Beth says, "Find your Black friend." Ha 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 ha. And then Maria says, "Sit with that discomfort. Like if you feel uncomfortable, don't move on from that question. Be one with your discomfort. Sit in it. Figure out." Questions uncomfortable to you. That might actually be more eye-opening in the long run than a question that you can just like knock out right away. And Eastside Honoring Juneteenth is June 18th from 12 to 4 at Juanita Beach Park. If you're looking for somewhere for some sort of cookout or something. Eastside Honoring Juneteenth. I know the city of Bellevue is also doing something I think it was yesterday. They had invited my jazz band. I was like, it's prom. We can't do it. So, but Mohai has stuff. The Seattle Mariners game on the 19th is a salute to the Negro League. So they're all going to be in Steelheads uniforms. If you don't know about the Steelheads and you're a big baseball person, go find out about the Steelheads. Cool. And it's all on the handout. And everything is linked and all of that. And I believe the Pride Parade is on the 26th. And I wanted to mention that because I think Michelle Vossler had said that she was going to go and she was looking for people to go with her. So while we all had your attention, we wanted to mention that before you leave. Thank you for being here today.